Good morning, and thanks for tuning in to Chamber Biz Buzz. I'm Julie Pastrick, President and CEO of the Greater Flagstaff Chamber. My guest today is Christopher David, CEO of NACA, Native Americans for Community Action. Thank you for joining us, Chris.
Hi, thank you for having me.
I'm really excited to get behind the scenes of NACA. When was this business established?
Yeah, Julie, thank you for asking. NACA is 53 years strong as of this year. We started back in 1971. We started here, this little organization of Flagstaff. We just had a few people that just wanted, you know, more services for the Native American community here in Northern Arizona.
Okay.
And this organization was established according to.
That's awesome. That's, 53 years, you know that you were doing something right for sure with the populations that needed you in Flagstaff. What was the main purpose? Why did it happen?
Well, I think that people, you know, just wanted a place where people can gather and, utilize and exchange resources, basically just a network.
Good.
Native Americans, the socioeconomic disparities, we're just looking for medical services, social services, financial services, more like, a place you practice their spirituality. So yeah, that's what they had intended back then. So it's growing to it is what it is today.
I love that. I know that all of that is very, very important to the families, to the culture, to the Native Americans. And if you're not on the nation or on your reservation, it's wonderful that there was that foresight to bring them together in a place that feels real good and is accepting and focusing on family care and holistic care. So as CEO, Chris, what are you dealing with mostly on a day-to-day basis when it comes to the services and the clinical staff?
Well, our core program here at NACA, Native American Community Action, we deliver medical services, and we have a family clinical care unit here on location.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we're working with physicians that are on call and also work in our clinics as well. And in those services, we provide medical care for all adult care. We're talking about acute and chronic illness care. We're talking about physicals, sport physical for our high school students. We're talking about immunizations, including COVID-19 vaccinations and flu vaccinations as well.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about laboratory and radiology referrals. We're also talking about preventative care. We're also talking about chronic disease screening and STD, STI testing. We also test for HIV. And we have a health promotions and a wellness center to also focus on diabetes management, including medical nutrition therapy as well. And that's with the adult care. And I can go to women's care if you'd like me to talk a little bit about that.
I know that you do. Your range is from pediatrics to adult and women's health. So yes, women's health would be good to speak about right now from Native Americans for Community Action. We're speaking with Chris David, the CEO.
Some of our women's care, some of the things we specialize in is in pap exams, our breast exams. We also contract with the Navajo Nation where we have a mammogram, a mobile that comes out at least once a quarter. We also focus on physical, family planning, and acute and chronic illness care, as you mentioned earlier. We also offer resources for breastfeeding. So yeah, that's what we focus on for the women's care.
That's a very comprehensive services that I'm sure appeal to a lot of the ladies that are coming into the clinic, especially since you're all the way from pediatrics to adults. And so I think one of the other assets that you bring to Flagstaff and to this region is that you offer mental health services. And I thought, let's talk about some of the economic development programs, because those are pretty popular.
Yeah, so for our economic development program, we have the Overlook Vista, where our Native Americans sell their artisans, where they sell their work. And that's a big program we're kind of focusing and marketing on right now. So we have different people that come from all over the state of Arizona and different reservations, not just in Arizona, but New Mexico, California, Utah. And we're also working with the Grand Canyon as well. We're working on two different sites, and we're setting up our artisanal market with them as well. So we're happy that it's coming along pretty well, too.
So these are the markets that are throughout Northern Arizona, the Native American markets, and they are assigned to when they get to be at those places to vend their art, correct?
Correct. And we have vendors that call in asking for a table space to sell, and we work with those vendors. And once every 2 to 3 weeks, we have what's called a lottery, and those people will come in and pay for a table to sell at on different days and times. So I think it's managed pretty well in that area.
You are right, Chris. David, you do a very good job of that. I hear from Native Americans all the time that they're happy that it is run the way that it is, and it's very fair, and you are, like you said, dealing with a large number of remarkable Native American artisans whose work we wouldn't have access to otherwise in a lot of ways, don't you think?
That's right, and the art is handmade, it's original, and they sell anything from silversmithing to rings and bracelets, and some individuals do a lot of beading as well, and different arts and crafts. So that we have a variety of things that they can sell. Very talented individual.
So we're going to have to go here in a minute, speaking with Native Americans for Community Action, which acronym is NACA. Many of us know of it in Flagstaff, what quality your healthcare services are to your Native and non-Native populations. I want to just briefly touch upon a sad realism of a lot of Native Americans in certain communities, but suicide prevention is something that I think is so, so helpful and essential. What can you tell our listeners about that program?
You know, as a therapist by trade, I was going to also say that I was initially hired from NACA as a youth psychotherapist. And what I did was I worked with a program here at NACA called the Reach Your Life Program. And the Reach Your Life Program focuses on suicide prevention and training and technical assistance with our partners in schools. So my job was to connect with the school counselors, such as, you know, the local high schools here in town, and get referrals and begin counseling with individuals with youth that are at risk, including suicide.
I'm so happy I asked that question. You're the one who has the answers and knows what you had to do. We have to close, but are there any annual events coming up in the near future, Chris David?
Well, I can't name any off the moment list, but you can go to our website at www.nacainc.org and take a look at our advertisement events coming up.
That's perfect.
One major event that's coming up actually is our Sacred Mountain Prayer Run, which is going to be held in June, and we have more information on our website regarding that event.
That's important. Well, thank you, Chris David. Our time is over in our Chamber Biz Buzz. We are grateful and appreciative and humbled by your job that you're doing. It is so essential, and it's so wonderful that we are in Flagstaff together and partners together. We appreciate your membership in the Greater Flagstaff Chamber, and we will check in later. So have a great rest
of
your day.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
And ladies and gentlemen, I hope you learned a lot about NACA like I did, what great services are available, and what quality for Flagstaff and our surrounding communities for Native populations. I'm Julie Pastrick signing off for Chamber Biz Buzz for today. I'll see you next time on the radio.
You've been listening to the Chamber Biz Buzz Show, brought to you by the Greater Flagstaff Chamber of Commerce. Today's show has been edited and produced by Clay McCausland with Great Circle Media. We'll see you next time on the radio.